Welcome to Reflecting God. In the ancient ritual of the Day of Atonement, two male goats were chosen. One to be a sin offering, the other became the scapegoat. The high priest laid his hands on the animal's head and confessed the sins and wickedness of the people. The scapegoat was then led far away from the camp and released, carrying their sins into the wilderness. When John saw Jesus coming to the river for baptism, he immediately recognized the Lamb of God. Here was the ultimate fulfillment of the sacrifices of the Day of Atonement. Those sacrifices were repeated each year and then only for the community of Israel. Christ's sacrifice would be for the whole world, for all who turn from sin and receive Him as their Savior and Lord. The scapegoat had to be led far out into the wilderness, so there would be no possibility of the animal accidentally returning with their confessed sins. Christ takes away our sins, never to be remembered against us again. Unlike the goat, Jesus will return, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for Him. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.